Annyeong, we are One to Sarang.
Your next favorite Hallyu podcast.
We talk K-drama.
Mandaming kilig na may K-drama.
We also talk K-pop.
Yung feeling ko sa 17 na they bring me so much happiness.
And we live to entertain.
What you gonna do when Dicky stay in front of
Check us out now on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Also on YouTube. Join us sa Tawanan at Kwentuhan
from One
to Sarang.
The views, takes and opinions expressed on this show are of the host's own and do not represent the views, takes and opinions of the Bunk Collective and its affiliates. Material and sources mentioned in this episode is for general and commentary purposes only. This episode might include strong language and may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised. Stay safe and stay wrestle everyone. Welcome to the main event, Mark.
Ayan, sorry, Mike. Ayan, welcome to the Main Event Mark Podcast. Today, on this episode, pasensya na, medyo nawalan ako ng boses. Napaikili na yung thoughts ko for Noche Buena. But yeah, that's one of my things that I have to address on that episode sa Noche Buena 2023. Pero mahaba sana yun. Marami akong kailangan i-address din. Interesting din to see on how they address the World Underground Wrestling thing sa pagkakaroon ng quick changes doon. They did a really good job on that. And then, yung pag-incorporate din sa real life thing kay Ken Cipher, sorry din ulit for his loss. Pero, yun, that was a really good, nice touch on that portion. And medyo maganda yung incorporated ng stories. I hope that MWF and WO can capitalize stuff there. Malapit na ang DEXCON, maraming pwedeng mangyari sa DEXCON, I swear to God. Pasensya na, nasingit ko lang to, pero yun, I need to address this. Baka may mga masabi dyan na maikli lang yung thoughts ko sa Noche Buena. Pero yun, nabitin talaga ako din doon. Pasensya na. Pero yun, welcome to the Main Event Mark Podcast. You're listening to this on all of the social media platforms, sa Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, sa ating mga podcast platforms. My name is Angelo Pinera, here addressing the whole thing. yun na nga. So ngayon, tong episode na to, this will focus mainly on TNA Wrestling. So TNA Wrestling will have their upcoming pay-per-view this Sunday, which is Impact Hard to Kill 2024. This will take place Palms Casino Resort in Paradise, Nevada. This will be the fifth event under the Hard to Kill event history, and then will be the first event under the TNA name. No? So, yun. I cannot wait to see things on this TNA. So currently, habang tayo, habang naka-off ako, finifigure out ko yung pwedeng mangyari sa Hard to Kill, tsaka yung mga impression ko din so far on how Impact is doing a really good job on this thing, no? TNA Impact na nga yung tawag doon. Pero yun nga, maraming ina-address ngayon si Scott D'Amore, and I hope marami pang pwedeng mangyari sa TNA Hard to Kill with this thing. Okay, address ko muna yung new belt ni TNA. Ganda nung bago nilang TNA exhibition title. Nag-expect ako ng madami-dami, no? Maraming belts. Dahil syempre, i-consolidate naman nila lahat ng belts. Pero i-release ko na tong episode to in advance. So therefore, as of recording, ang na-release pa lang is yung exhibition, no? So ang ganda nung pagka-incorporate lahat ng history ng TNA Impact doon sa current bout that they have. In-award nila ito kay Chris Sabin. So yun lang naman ang kailangan kong i-address sa portion na to. Pero yun nga, sa mga manonood ng Hard to Kill, I hope you guys can watch it on TNA Plus o kaya sa Thriller TV, since it will be available as well on Thriller TV as per TNA Wrestling. So, yun na nga. Kuha muna tayo ng tatlong expectation na kailangan kong iset to you guys before we go to the predictions. Number one, of course, this will be amazing night for TNA and for the wrestling business as well. Hindi ito usapan na kung sino yung dominant, sino yung matagal, sino yung solid na promotion ngayon. Hindi ito yung usapan. Ang usapan ngayon dito kung sino yung tatagal at kung sino yung malakas. Yan ang usapan dito. So, AEW is the second top wrestling promotion right now, but I hope they can capitalize it. TNA is climbing their shit back to the top. Hindi man top, baka second, no? Pero I hope they can regain the possession here as being the top, second top promotion other than WWE. Yan. So, pangalawang bagay that I have to set your expectation here. Yung mga first time na manonood ng TNA pay-per-view, ako first time ko manonood ng live for a long time, syempre. Kasi Impact Wrestling na yung naabutan ko most of the time. Pero yung mga post Eric Bishop, that was a flop. Let's face it. Pero yun, TNA Wrestling, I cannot wait to see how old TNA will be incorporated with this new generation of stars and yung past kung paano ma-incorporate yun with the current crop of wrestlers TNA has. I cannot wait to see that on hold. No? Number three, I hope that mas ma-priority na or ma-balance na yung pushes towards the talent. Wala naman ng Eric Bishop na sasagabal dito sa portion na to, no? Pero yun nga, like what I said, mataas ang hopes ko for this new TNA, mataas ang expectation ko. Kaya sana wag niyo akong biguin, sana hindi tayo biguin ng TNA. Yun. So, let's start some background checking here. So, sa mga hindi nakakaalam, gawa lang tayo ng mga background check for this pay-per-view that will take place Sunday and it will be aired on TNA Plus on their streaming platform. Mamaya pag-usapan natin yung TNA Plus and on Fight TV aka Thriller TV. Yun na. So, Bound for Glory, Jordynne Grace won the Call Your Shot Gauntlet to earn the right to face any champion of her choice. So, she stated that she will face Trinity for the women's title, Knockouts World title at Hard to Kill. Ayun na yun, na-announce na yun. And yun, that was settled a few weeks na for Hard to Kill. Then, we have this Impact 1000 for Moose. He earned the briefcase number 2 for the Feast or Fired, and he earned himself a TNA World title match. I think this is the second time that Moose won the Feast or Fired, no? Confirm yung nga sa akin kung tama ako, pero I think this is the second time he won this. And he will cash in on Chris Sabin, kay Alex Shelley sa Hard to Kill pay-per-view din. So both of the main events here are kind of weak in my opinion because they're more on cash-ins and medyo di rin nalagyan ng magandang build-up, pero I hope they can continue with this build-up, no? Then, in-announced then that Eliho Bekingo will appear on Hard to Kill. It was announced that Kushida and Chris Sabin will... mali ako, sorry. Bekingo and Kushida will challenge Chris Sabin for the TNA X Division title that was revealed a few moments ago. And that was solid belt, I swear. Kung makikita nyo yung belt, sobrang solid. Eto, so isa pang background for the matches. So merong in-announce na Knockouts Ultimate X with the winner will receive a future Women's TNA Knockouts title match. So it was announced that Giselle Shaw will enter the match. Then Saya Brookside also. Jody Threat, Tasha Steeles, then Alicia Edwards, and Dani Luna will enter the match as well. So it's 6 participant match. Also, it was announced that Crazy Steve secured the briefcase 1 and the Feast or Fire, giving him a digital media title match. And also, medyo nagpo-point na dito, napofocus siya sa pranto na medyo binibuild nila yung feud between Crazy Steve and Tommy Dreamer. It was announced that it will take place at Hard to Kill kickoff show, like the countdown that's exclusive to TNA Plus, no? Then ito na, medyo marami ng announcements, no? Advertising surprise appearances for Hard to Kill. So it was announced that Grizzled Young Veterans, GYB, will make their TNA debuts on the event. And then it was announced too that they are going to challenge for the TNA tag titles. Yun. So, magkakalaman naman sa predictions kasi na yung magpamatter, no? Okay. So, let's start the predictions now for Hard to Kill 2023. Dito tayo magpapatagal. Maikli lang ito. Kaya maraming salamat sa makikinig ng episode na to. So, ito. Rich One versus Steve Maclin. Wala siyang build-up pero it was announced as part of the kickoff show countdown that's available ng Impact Plus or TNA Plus. Yun. So, I think Steve Maclin might get the win here. No? Then ito, Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers versus Eric Young and Frankie Kazarian. I think this match might go to the favor of the OGs, Eric Young and Frankie, just to give me an interesting impression on this match, no? Then, yon, Tommy Dreamer versus Casey Steve. This was a cash-in for the TNA Digital Media Championship. I think this match, ito, I think mag-delete dito sa panalo ni Crazy Steve, no? That would be great for me. Tangin na, Tommy Dreamer. Wala kang kailangan patunayan, pucha. Patalo ka na. Magpatalo ka na. Yun. So, ito, tag titles for the TNA World Tag Team titles. So, it's ABC versus the Rascals versus Speedball Mountain and the GYB for the TNA tag titles. So, I think it's either a win for the ABC. Excuse me. So it's either for ABC or ibibigay nila to sa GYB. Maybe that would be great too. It's Speedball and Trent Seven might win the belts. Pero feeling ko it's retain talaga to. Feeling ko retain or GYB. Yun. Josh Alexander versus Alex Hammerstone. So this was a surprise. I hope that Hammerstone will stay on TNA, no, as well. Pero yun, I think that Josh will eventually win this match. I can assure you guys with this. Or unless Hammerstone will sign with TNA then, no? I cannot wait to see that. Okay. Then, Dirty Dango versus PCO. Pucha, ito dapat yung nilalagay sa kickoff sa countdown nila. I think ito itong match na to. Mapupunta to kay PCO, obvious naman. Then ito, Chris Sabin versus Elihu Bekingo versus Kushida for the three-way TNA X Division title. Wala akong duda dito, pero I would love to see Kushida winning the belt. Pero I think this has to go with Chris Sabin. Then, ito, singles match for the TNA Knockouts World Championship. It's Trinity versus Jordynne Grace. I think if ma-confirm talaga na this will be the last time we will see Trinity in the TNA ring, I think mas may sense na manalo si Jordynne dito in any way, you know? Yon. Pero I think Jordynne will win the title. Then number 10, finally, the main event. It's for the TNA World Championship. It's Alex Shelley versus Moose for the TNA World title. And this will be the cash-in name, Moose for his Beast or Fire briefcase. So, ito. Kawatawag dito. I think I would love to see Moose win the belt. Pero I think mas mangingibabaw na kailangan nila talaga ilagay si Alex Shelley as the main guy of TNA Wrestling. Ayun, yun lang naman. Wala naman akong ganong complain on whoever wins, pero I think Alex Shelley still winning this match, and my opinion naman. Pero he deserves it. Mm-mm. Ayun, so that's it for TNA Wrestling Hard to Kill pay-per-view. Ayun, Hard to Kill, it will take place on Sunday dito. Sunday sa Philippines sa January 14. That's available on TNA Plus and on Thriller TV. Yun lang naman, may clear lang naman tong episode na to. So I hope you guys can enjoy this pay-per-view na parating sa Thriller TV. And yun lang naman. Marami na tayong na-address sa unang episode natin na I hope you guys can enjoy it too. That was a long ass episode. That was a long ass episode to begin with. Kaya I hope you guys can enjoy that episode of the podcast and this episode as well. I hope you guys can enjoy it too. Yun. Yun lang naman. So thank you very much for listening on this episode again. Inform ko na lang kayo, konting reminders na lang na you can follow and support this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and the rest of the podcast platforms. That's the Main Event Mark. And yun nga, you can listen to this episode as well on YouTube. That's on youtube.com/MEMWrestlingPod. Ayun, you can support the podcast as well on Patreon. That's patreon.com/MEMWrestlingPod. And also, you can support this show as well by supporting all of our bunk collectives, our website, thebunkph.com, and then you can support this whole network, whole bunk collective. You can support all of us here on the network. And yun nga, sana masuportahan nyo kami until the end. And you can support this show as well on all of the socials natin. Yun, you can follow me on social media as well at AG Pinera on Twitter, X, and on Instagram. At AG Pinera. Hindi po magbabago yan. Yung show lang po nagbago, hindi po yung socials ko. Pero yun lang naman. That's it for me for now. I hope you guys can enjoy these two episodes that I released. Pasensya na, nasama ko to as a bonus episode. Pero yun nga, episode 200 is upcoming. Marami tayong abangan dito sa podcast while we're running out of time as well. Pero yun nga, thank you very much for listening on the Main Event Mark. My name is Angelo Paramtisio. My name is Angelo from the Main Event Mark Podcast. I hope you can enjoy the show. Stay safe as always and hope you have a great day. Goodbye for now.